This is Ozarks at Large. Yesterday on the program, we heard from three mentors who were visiting Northwest Arkansas last week to meet with local startups and University of Arkansas students. Their visit was co-sponsored by the University of Arkansas Office of Entrepreneurship and the Northwest Arkansas Council. Our discussion with the three mentors took place last Friday inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio and included two more people, Natasha Mollihollow and Nika Umil, co-founders of a new business called Sooligan. We first met Natasha and Nika last November as part of the ARC Challenge, a competition among more than a dozen potential new businesses set in Northwest Arkansas. They, like the other competitors, were seeking investment support. Back then, Natasha explained why they had moved their startup from Berkeley, California to Northwest Arkansas.
Here, we're kind of one in a few, and so you get the attention of the ARC. The mentors have all been very, very focused, and you know, whenever you when you call someone with a question, they give you an instant answer, they provide you instant help, and if they can't provide, they find you someone that wants to. And like one of our mentors, same reason why we're going to the Super Bowl is that. You know, he told us, well, you guys need to go viral, and some ways that you guys need to think about it is going to large events. And he actually suggested going to the Super Bowl.
So the women behind Sooligan planned last fall to take their concept to the Super Bowl. The largest sporting event in the U.S. is a great place for a big launch of Sooligan, because Sooligan is a social media tool that uses crowdsourcing to give advice in new towns. But the crowd you source is made up often of your contacts. Here is Natasha Mollihollow explaining the idea, this time during her visit to our studio last week.
So, you know, a lot of times with websites like Google and Yelp, when people are searching for local information online, the search results generated on these sites are out of date, they're irrelevant, they're cumbersome to go through, and it's very time consuming for someone that's on the go looking for local information. And so we allow people to see that by seeing a live feed of raves and rants in a city. So it can be a rave or rant about anything. It could be a rave, you know, about the weather, a rave about a food item, but it could also be about a business specifically. And I think our goal is that anyone in the world can eventually travel or move to a city where you don't have friends and family and still be able to access word-of-mouth recommendations.
And already the Sooligan model has been slowly unwrapped in New Orleans, site of Super Bowl 47 Sunday evening. Nika Umil, the other co-founder, says they're trying to replicate but improve something that was found at last year's Super Bowl in Indianapolis, a sort of social command center that tried to help visitors to the city and direct them toward answers about anything from restaurants to parking.
Last year, they had a group of volunteers kind of managing search queries that are coming on Twitter or Facebook and other social media platforms. However, they had actual people running around answering questions from visitors. And of course, you know, not everyone will bump into each other. So we're putting this effort in the hands of everyone, locals and visitors alike, to be able to help each other, like answer each other's question and provide information for each other.
To help Sooligan provide the best possible answers to questions, the team has lined up people they say are locally influential in New Orleans and active in social media in the city. The hope is that a football fan in town from Baltimore or San Francisco to see the big game might seek out Sooligan's advice when looking for a great serving of etouffee.
Another part of that is you might be thinking about etouffee right now, but when you're looking at a live feed of raves and rants and you see someone raving about a catfish that they just had, you might now be inclined to try the catfish. And so, you know, it's kind of a way to influence decisions. I think they said, you know, it's pretty, the percentage of people that rely on peer-to-peer recommendations and reviews is a lot higher than people that rely on advertisement from businesses directly.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Sooligan Blueprint did not score one of the official financial prizes at the culmination of the ARC Challenge in Northwest Arkansas last fall. But both co-founders say the months they spent here as part of the competition seriously prepared them for moving forward to a significant launch at one of the world's largest parties. Neither Natasha nor Mika are calling this week a make-or-break sort of time for their company, but they do have serious expectations for a level of success and growth coming out of the Super Bowl. Both of them have altered previous, perhaps safer career choices to try this risky world of entrepreneurship. But they say they've used their life experience to help them create Sooligan.
We were both first-generation students. We were the first in our family to move to a large university in another city. And then after that, we further went to even farther cities like Washington, D.C. for her and Brazil for me to, kind of chase after our dreams. And each and every time we face the same problems, like finding local information and connecting with locals. And if we're facing that problem, then a lot of other people as well. So just making that difference and actually helping.
Both women were briefly back in Northwest Arkansas last week, still seeking advice and mentoring, but were in a car soon after our conversation to make the 10-hour drive back down to New Orleans to push Sooligan to the thousands on hand for the game. We plan to talk to them again in a few months to see how the progress on their company is going. You can find out more about Sooligan at their Facebook page or follow them at Twitter. And the next edition of the ARC Challenge is now accepting applications for would-be companies to compete for investment dollars. You can find more information about the next ARC Challenge at arcchallenge.org.